You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Welcome back to Private Parts Unknown,
a podcast that explores love and sexuality around the world.
I'm Courtney Kosak.
And I'm Sophie Alexandra.
And we just got back from Mexico City, baby.
It was so much fun.
Dude, viva la Mexico.
Holy shit. We can't wait to come back.
I know.
You know it's a good trip when you're already literally planning what you're going to do next time, who you're going to talk to, because it was not enough.
I know. We just got started. We just scratched the surface, but we met some amazing people. You guys, I don't even want to get into it because that's not what today is about.
No.
But just know that we are bringing you some stories from Mexico City. We are so psyched about it. We just crammed so much into the 4 days that we were there.
Yes.
And coincidentally, right before we left, we shared a very special video on YouTube. What did we share on YouTube, Sophia?
Oh my God. So we finally got our little teaser done from our trip to Helsinki. And Helsinki, as you know, is kind of the opposite of Mexico City temperature wise if you go in the winter. So it's like a pretty cute video of us being like all bundled up and exploring. And I think it also gives you a really good idea of what like feminism and the state of kind of love and sexuality is in Helsinki. Just a little bit of a taste.
We did a deeper dive in some of our podcast episodes. And I think what's really fun is seeing what the people look like.
I love that.
And right, seeing some of their mannerisms and stuff. Podcasting is so intimate and amazing in its own ways, but it is great to see them and kind of match their faces with what they've been saying. So definitely check that out. You can go to youtube.com/privatepartsunknown. Or we're going to link in the descriptions. And you guys, coming up in just a few short days, we have a really sexy ep from the Soldiers of Pole event.
I am dying. Okay, so you might remember we introduced the Soldiers of Pole to you guys in the beginning of the season.
They were our very first episode.
Yes, they are the strippers that are unionizing in Los Angeles. And they're like incredibly, like insanely bad bitches, like, oh my God. And we went to their fundraising event, which was basically a stripping event emceed by Jack the Stripper.
It was so dope. It was on my birthday, you guys. It was World Pole Day, September 30th. And we had an amazing time. Sophia's like, are you sure you want to do this on your birthday? And I was like, yeah. And we were both at the end like, I'm so glad we did that.
It was so awesome. Everyone was so talented. It was the most diverse lineup ever. The closer was a woman with
an amputee.
An amputee, a woman with one with a prosthetic.
Her doctor was there. Her doctor who made her prosthetic, which she took off at
in the
end.
Middle of the fucking dance. Dude, she got a standing ovation.
It was amazing.
It was so
and
amazing.
It wasn't just like we were like clapping for a disability or whatever.
No. It was not a pity clap. It was a holy fuck, I can't believe this is happening right now.
Yeah.
Clap.
So sexy.
And everybody
amazing.
Had their own thing. Like, I think I take it for granted because I do comedy that how can there be a show with like 8 people that all do the same thing, but be different enough that everyone has their own thing. And that's exactly how it was.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
had their own thing.
Their own like sexy aura. It
you
was
got
amazing.
Turned on in a different way by everybody. Everybody had their own thing. And you were just like, oh my God, I just love women so much.
And a guy. There was a guy.
Yes, there was. And he was wonderful.
Yeah. So
two guys.
Amazing.
There was the Magic Mike type guy in the cowboy hat.
Yes.
And then there was the genderqueer guy.
Yes. Sophia fell in love. Did you not fall in love there?
She I was mean, like, so many times. Courtney, you'd be trying to
give
talk
me
to
one,
me.
Give me more ones.
Yeah. Be like, hold on. I got to get you in
my
real
purse.
Quick. Yeah. I was like, have you seen? And then I was like, oh my God, I understand how people just blow all their money on strippers. Like I used
like
to make fun
rappers?
Of like, yeah, men for that. I'm like, ugh, you're so dumb. But I'm like, Courtney, please never, ever let me come here with like to a strip club with just fucking cash because I will leave broke. So speaking of being real turned on, we want to turn you guys on to something hella sexy. It is called Artemis and it is...
This isn't your college Artemis, okay?
Nah, bitch. It's like if a sexy ass teacher that you had a crush on that was like a lesbian woman took over the class, rewrote that shit so you would get all horned up for lesbian action. And then this is what this is. Yeah. Okay. So I'm a nerd. And in college, I lived on the foundations of Western civilization floor, which meant we studied Greek mythology and stuff. And yes,
it was one of my favorite classes.
That shit would get you horny sometimes without meaning to. But everyone's just like fucking and abducting. And you're like, what?
Dude,
it's like hardcore rape fantasies.
Rape fantasies. And also, I love how in the beginning of this, Zeus is fucking turning into a quail so that his wife wouldn't see him cheat. And Leto knows her life is going to suck because Hera is going to be after her. And she's still like,
I'm still fucking your man, like, Hera. I'm still fucking your man. Stigmatized
by Zeus. It's crazy.
I love it. I think it's a weirdly interesting combination of like, oh yeah, am I learning during this porn?
Totally. Totally.
But it's so sexy.
The original erotica.
Yeah. And it's very like classy.
And so in this one, what's extra special about it is...
it's a gay fucking porn. It's Artemis and her nymph.
Calypso, right?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, girl.
So it starts to take a little bit of a different turn than the classic.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you're in college right now and you're studying this, this is the version to listen to. If you're like, you know what? I don't really want to read, even though I'm a fan of the
original. But then be
careful because
you're going to come to class and people are going to be like, I don't remember that 69 scene from the book. And you'll be like, no, ass eating. And they're like, that did not happen.
They were scissoring at the fountain of the...
But oh my god, I was listening to this in the car and I was like seriously getting too turned on for the car, and I was like, this should not be listened to.
I know. Another hot tip: say your significant other's out of town, or if you're single or whatever, you got the bed to yourself, you listen to the podcast before bed, you maybe have a little solo pleasure thinking about the nymph on nymph action. Nymph on goddess action.
Fucking hot.
And then you go to sleep because it is... it kind of gets soothing. You in a soothing place.
I love the voice.
Yeah, she's good.
Of the girl who reads it. And it's based on a story by Svetlana Ivanova. And I'm like, holler at the Russians. What's up? We out here making people come.
So, you guys, this is great.
Without further ado, get horned up.
The goddess and her maiden stood before each other, their brilliant eyes locked. Time seemed to freeze, as if the winter had settled down upon it. Artemis had found what her heart desired. Leaning in, she captured Callisto's supple lips. She was unsure at first, but once she had tasted the maiden, the kiss became demanding. The goddess opened her mouth and poured out her divine flavor, one that made Callisto weak at the knees. Driven by something primitive, far beyond discipline and reason, Artemis lowered the nymph to the cave floor. In less than a heartbeat, the two were helpless, giving in to a passion they kept hidden for so long. Callisto parted her lips as her mistress's tongue slithered in, ravishing her mouth with a feral need. Artemis now understood how such wantonness could drive the gods mad. "I desire this moment with you, Callisto," the goddess whispered between ragged breaths. "Such is the case with the lover and the beloved. Show me tenderness, and I shall satisfy you in the same manner." Seeing the ardent gaze of her mistress, Callisto became acutely aware of her needs. "My wish to serve you has only grown stronger since the first moment I saw you," Callisto admitted. "It would delight my heart to fulfill your request here and now." With that, Artemis stripped the nymph of the tunic she was wearing. Callisto's tresses strayed as night came down over the sky. Her throat resembled an antelope's, her breasts like two pomegranates of equal size. The goddess swallowed as she saw the maiden's nipples stand erect atop her sweet, round flesh. Her nervous belly rose and fell in waves of need. Artemis enjoyed her nymph's flower-like face and fragrant smell. Callisto's senses were heightened with equal excitement. The Lady of the Wild could shame the noon sun's radiance. Laid willingly on her back, Callisto opened her arms to welcome the goddess. When she felt Artemis's skin against hers, Callisto felt a certain heat below her stomach. In an instant, a rush of desire coursed through both women. Artemis closed her eyes and basked in the overwhelming sensation of euphoria that filled her body.
Wow. Okay, if you're in the same place that I am, you're like, well, I'm downloading this app right the second, because that's what I did.
You can actually listen to the first 5 parts anywhere you listen to podcasts. So if you're on Apple or Stitcher or Spotify or Overcast, you can get it there. I listened on Overcast. And you can listen to all 16 parts now on Himalaya Premium. And this is what you do to listen. You download the Himalaya app. And done. We're going to have the link below. Sophia's already on it. You search Artemis and you click become a member. You enter the promo code Artemis and you get the entire story for free.
Hell yeah.
Officially turned on, done and done. So you guys, you heard it here first. Just remember us when you're getting your rocks
Please
off.
Think of us when you're coming. We would love it.
And yeah, we'll see you guys in a couple days because we are going to be back with Soldiers of Pool.
Yeah, that's going to be such a fire episode. We can't wait to share that with you guys.
And then Mexico City. So stay tuned. See you guys next time.
Bye.